Brothers, sisters, let us listen together to the word of the Lord in Psalm 25. We will read the whole chapter. We don't see it in our translation, but every verse starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and that's why there are 22 verses here. And I will tell a bit more about that in a sermon also, but just keep that in mind. A psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love. For they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions according to your steadfast love. Remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses, consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes and with what violent hatred they hate me. O God, my soul, and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. My integrity and uprightness preserve me. For I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Until here. We're especially looking at this 8 of Psalm 25. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. Brothers, sisters, children, what do we need for the year 2022? Maybe you have asked you this question in the beginning of this new year. What do I really need for this year? Maybe it's something that is laying on your mind, a fear that you have, something that you need to put away this fear. Like I need a new job, a new workplace, or I need new health. I need the Lord to show me also which way I must choose this year. This year is maybe a year full of decisions. And how do we make these decisions? How do we know what decisions we must make? But therefore we can look If we go to a bookshop, there are many examples of books on topics that cover everything. So when you want to learn maybe a new language or a new skill, then you can go out and you can buy a book that said, say they are the A to Z of this topic. They cover everything that you need to know about this topic. And then you can buy this book and it can be a guideline for you to learn this new skill, or a guideline if you want to go to a new place or maybe a new country and you want to visit that country. It can be a tour guide for you. But can Psalm 25 be to the A to Z for us, for the Lord's guidance in 2022? How did I come to this question? Literally, the psalm was written into the A to Z of the Hebrew alphabet, from Aleph to Taf. If you want to learn more about this Hebrew, you can also look at Psalm 119. The words are written there. But why was it written like this? It's not only good poetry, but the main reason was so that you can easily remember the psalm. It's easier for us to remember things when we structure them around points that we can remember. And so was this psalm given to the people to know it out of our heart. These days we don't remember things so good anymore. Just think a few years back, before the time of cell phones, how many phone numbers did you know by heart? You could have picked up the phone and you could call your family and friends without looking the number up. But now we only know maybe our own number to give it to other people. And that can also happen to us with the Word of God. We have this privilege that we have different translations of the Hebrew and Greek Bible. We had easy access to it, even on our phones. We can just look it up. It always comes with us. But do we really know the Word of God? Do we make it our own? And does it travel with us? Because maybe someday, when you're getting older, you may not be able to read the Word of God. And you can say, but maybe I then can listen to it. We have also devices that can play it for us. But maybe someday we won't be able to hear the Word of God. So that's why it's also crucial that we must know the Word of God. And that we can use this as our guidance, no matter the circumstances that we are in. So what do we need for 2022? Maybe we need to go and study the Word of God again. Read our Bibles. Get us a reading plan. To say, but do we really know the whole Bible, the whole Scripture? All the words that God has given to us? And that will ask from us to have this discipline to read the Word of God every day. And we must put it in our diaries. We must plan to grow in the Word of God. And let us look what Psalm 25 will teach us for this year. Is this the A to Z for this year? First of all, we must seek the guidance of the Lord in 2022. Like David, we must yearn for the Lord in all times and circumstances, and we must seek the Lord's guidance. As a Christian, you are particularly focused on not only knowing God, but also knowing and wanted to follow his word and truth. And that's why David began the psalm to say, "But to you, O Lord, I lift up myself. I direct my heart." Everything begins with this movement to direct our being to the Lord. We can do it also through prayer. But everything we do in life. In the psalm, David discussed this in different ways. Look at verse 15. We also say, "But my eyes are ever toward the Lord." Where do we focus our eyes on this year? What is our main focus, our main expectation for this year? To keep an eye on him all the time. This image is used, and like I used in the prayer in Psalm 123, it's the image of a king on the throne of his palace, and the officers and servants is gathered around him, and their eyes are fixed on the slightest hand movement or facial expression of the king. They keep an eye on him all the time, because only with a hand movement he can give a commandment. And if you didn't look at him, didn't focus on him, then you would have missed this commandment. Not even words have to be pronounced here. Do we keep our eyes on the Lord? And do we keep it on him alone? But when we keep our eyes on the Lord, verse 3, 5, verse 20, assure us, no one who puts his expectation in him will be ashamed. Verse 5, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. And let us seek the Lord this year, but let us live in this expectation of the Lord. Literally in Hebrew, the word wait has this meaning of to trust in the Lord. It's not a wait that you're not sure that anything will happen or that somebody will come, but it's a trust. You know it will happen. You can put your trust in the Lord while you wait in him. And that also verse 20. Let not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. Let us seek the Lord, look upon him, and take our refuge in him for this year. And ask the Lord also for his guidance in every decision that we make. Because as Christians, we not only seek the Lord on a Sunday when we come together for church service, but at our house, at our families, even at our workplace, the decisions that we are making, we do it together with what we know of the Lord and what he has learned us in his word. Sometimes we make mistakes, we make wrong decisions, we try to force open doors that the Lord has closed for us. But we can also come to the Lord and his unconditional, steadfast love. Even in our mistakes, even in our sins, we can come to him and he will still lead us like a shepherd lead his sheep. One thing is for sure, and that is that we can never claim that We know always in all conditions what path we must take. If we look at, for example, at the prophet Nathan, when King David asked him to build the temple, the house for the Lord, in 2 Samuel chapter 7. At first, Nathan thought the Lord wanted David to build his temple. He said, "May the Lord bless you, go forth." But that night, the Lord came to Nathan and said to him, "But no, actually it was King Solomon that will come. He must build the temple for me." And Paul, how many times did the Lord guide him through the Spirit to the places that he must go and proclaim the gospel? But in Acts 16, we read that Paul was sure that the Spirit was leading him to Bithynia, while actually the Lord wanted to guide him to Macedonia. And so we must also listen and see and act upon the way that the Lord wants to guide us. But the main focus of Psalm 25 is for us that the Lord teaches sinners the way. In verse 8, our focus verse, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way." And here we are nicely reminded of this gospel message that Jesus Christ has brought to us. It is the Lord who shows sinners the way. Jesus Christ has said in John 14, "But I am the way, I am the truth. Nobody can come to the Father but through me." The Lord shows sinners the way. Why do the Lord show us the way? Not because sinners deserve salvation, but because the Lord is good and just. Through Jesus Christ, he gave us this payment of our sin, and so that we can get part of his victory. Therefore, in this psalm, it's also for us this acknowledgement of how fallible I am. I'm not always live a perfect life. When we have listened together from the law of the Lord in Exodus 20, maybe we have think back in the past, we have made wrong decisions, we have made mistakes, we have been stubborn, taking wrong detours, turn away from the paths that the Lord wanted me to go on. And then when I think about my sins, I think, but why will the Lord want anything further with me? But then the Lord called us to him, like he had called for Adam and Eve. He had called them out to come to him. And he says to us, "The fact you have sinned does not disqualify you from experience the Lord's guidance in your life." No, then there would be no one that could ever see the way that the Lord wanted for us, because we are all our sinners. But the Lord give us forgiveness. And this is the heart of the covenant that the Lord have given us. Long before we could choose him, he came to commit himself to us. The word covenant has the same meaning, to be connected. In the Hebrew, it's to tie something together or to cut something open. And so the Lord can cut us open, see into our hearts. He knows all of our sins. There's nothing that we can hide from Him. But He also tells us, but from now on we are connected to Him. That our life, every path that we take it with Him. With His covenant that He's given us through Jesus Christ. With His Holy Spirit that guides us through His word that we learn in the scripture that He's given us. And that's what the Lord teach us through this psalm. Yes, we are sinners, but the Lord will show us the way. He will not think about our sins when we was younger. But how do we think of our sins? Through His steadfast love and His faithfulness. Through His covenant. And that's why He has sent His only begotten Son. So that those who believe in Him will not perish, but will have the new life. God could have wiped out the whole humankind, but He has chosen to call us His children, and the punishment that had to come to us had put that on His Son Jesus Christ. And now we can live with this joy. We can live with this prosperity. That the Lord doesn't see us through the sins that we have done, but through the judgment that He had put on Jesus Christ. And now He sees us as His children. And we can't really understand how the Lord could have done this. Why He have done it. But we can see how great His love is. How steadfast His love is. And His faithfulness. So when we look ahead at 2022, we don't have to doubt about the way forward. We don't have to doubt in the love of our Heavenly Father. It is through His faithfulness and His covenant love that we are bound to Him. Not by our faithfulness or our love towards the Lord. But because we know this, we know we can love the Lord ourselves back. And how do we show this love? We show it in the way and the path that we take in the year 2022. How are we going to live in this year? Are we just going to continue with our life like we did in 2021 or 2020 or the year before that? We always say that the new year is a new beginning. And that is the Lord that say, but if we really repent and we confess our sins, then we know that you have taken the sins off from us like an old cloth. And He put a new one on us. And this is how we can live also this year. We can live and seek the Lord. We can live on the path of the Lord. We can show to the world around us, but we are truly the salt and the light. and we will glorify his name. Like John also said, how can the world know we are the disciples of Jesus Christ? Not only through our teachings, but in the way that we love each other and that we love the Lord. Because how can you say you love the Lord when you don't love your brother or your sister? And let us, as the Reformed says, 20 this year, look and see, but how can I love my brothers and sisters more? How can I love the Lord our God more? How can I use all these gifts, all these blessings that the Lord has given me to use it to build his kingdom this year? Seek the Lord. Live the paths of the Lord. Because all the paths of the Lord are faithful love and truth to those who keep his covenant and his provisions. And when we are in circumstances like David, when we have written this psalm, like he said in the last few verses of this psalm, we said, I'm lonely, I'm afflicted, the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. We can also pray to the Lord and say, but see what's going on in my life. And as Heavenly Father, he knows what we need. But we can pray to him, you can call upon him, that he will deliver us. We can take our refuge in him. But my integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you, while we wait for the Lord to show us the way. But we can call upon him, because he hath already redeemed us, saved us from our biggest trouble, that there are salvation for our sins in Jesus Christ. Let us seek the Lord. Let us take the right paths and live on the paths of the Lord. And 2022 is Psalm 25, the A to Z for 2022. No, it's only the beginning. It's only the guideline to say, but seek the Lord. Keep his paths. Ask him to guide us to know him more. But let us use the whole Bible, the whole scripture, to know the Lord better. And use that for the A to Z, for our year. Amen. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace, for your love. And thank you that you have showed us the way in Jesus Christ. And we declare, we confess, we are sinners. We don't deserve your mercy and your love. But thank you, Lord, that you have come and seek us. That you have come and saved us. And you will guide us also in this year. But help us, Lord, that we can repent when we are stubborn, that we will break from the sins in our lives, and that we will grow more and more in the faith that you have given us through your Holy Spirit. But thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Thank you for the rain that you have given us. And we also think for those in the places in our country where we still need rain. And also be with everyone that also went through floods, that they will still trust in you. And guide us also this week, so that in everything we do, we will glorify your name. We pray all of this because to you belong the glory and the might and the power for now and forever. Amen.